Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
So you actually heard him brag that he killed Ronnie Chase?
That's what he was saying. He was
students
like,
at Marinette High School are safe. We were in a very tragic situation.
By its adoption of House Resolution 1737.
You don't boot your team. I don't care what happens.
Lesbian. Your mom's a lesbian.
She's going to hell, this bitch.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome and good evening. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. We take it through the looking glass and beyond. We take it places other talk shows cannot go, would like to go, but can't. Ask them. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And a note on our website, philhendryshow.com. As you know, every Saturday night I tell you guys that we do, and you know that in addition to KTLK in Los Angeles, our flagship station, we also are live on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. And we will have a video cast, for our first ever KFI video cast, Saturday night at 7. You got to have a backstage pass to watch us perform the Saturday night show, as you do Monday through Friday here, looking at our live video cast at philhendryshow.com. We're going to give you an updated bit of information on the man tied to the Ronnie Chason murder, including his alleged history as a drug dealer. A football player compares booing athletes to booing soldiers returning home from overseas. Plus, we'll get into the Grammy nominations. Ted Bell and Daryl Weber, who is a former player for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mr. Weber will be with us at our second hour tonight. Here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight this evening on Winston-Salem's WZTK 101.1 FM and KJRB 790 AM in Spokane, Washington. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Radio Network, and they are stations that get it, and we appreciate it. We're going to bring on Ted Bell, though, to start things off tonight as we talk about giving for the holiday season. Ted Bell sponsoring this portion of the Phil Hendry Show.
Thanks a lot. And here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, we are, like a lot of you, intent on giving to charity this year, Toys for Tots, Salvation Army. So please, give generously this year.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills and Ted joining us this evening. This is a very interesting topic, the idea of giving, Ted, and businesses have a special responsibility, don't they?
Well, I think as business people we do, Phil, and you know, we're working tonight. We are going to be busy all through the holiday season, and we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the fact that our customers come back and make Ted's of Beverly Hills a place where you can stop and enjoy the holiday season with a great meal and good warm companionship with friends. But we never ever forget. That there are a great many people in need. And during this portion of your program, I want to talk about Toys for Tots. I want to talk about Salvation Army and the fact that I have been disappointed, but we always, what we try to do with Toys for Tots, the same thing we do with Salvation Army, I try to raise the bar and try to keep it a quality effort as opposed to what a lot of people have done, which is to go into their garage and find a toy that's broken. And I'll bring that over. I don't think that is something you want to do.
Well, Toys for Tots is the you contribute toys to the children who have none, right?
Well, yeah, they're for needy families that cannot afford to give their children toys. But what I like to do, because I'm Ted Bell and we have a prominent business here in Beverly Hills, California, is I buy a new toy. And I will take it down to Toys for Tots. And again, we are 100% behind Toys for Tots. And what we try to do is lead by example, and that's what I'm mentioning to your audience here tonight. I bring a new toy down to the Toys for Tots Center, wherever they're collecting these toys. And you want to show the people that are there, whether they are people that are charged with collecting the toys or whether they are people that are down there dropping off toys, you want to let them know that you are bringing a new toy, and you show that to them. And sometimes, you know, you got to try to get the attention of so many people there, you know.
And you were telling me last year that you had a situation when you brought a new toy to a Toys for Tots center that the individual down there who was monitoring the drop-off didn't like your attitude or something? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
No, it's okay. I said to him, I tried to get his attention. He's a young man, and I said, hey, you. I didn't know his name, and he was busy putting all these toys in. I said, hey, you. I said, you look at this. This is a new toy. And he looked back at me like he didn't quite know what I was saying. I was saying to him, this toy that I'm bringing is new as opposed to what you're fooling around with here. And Phil, the generosity of people, I absolutely praise it. I absolutely praise it. But I think there's a difference between a Ted Bell or anyone who goes and buys a toy that is new as opposed to perhaps a family that's cleaning out their garage. I don't see Toys for Tots as the next best thing to a garage sale.
Well, are you saying that the toys... I always thought that the toys that they give at Toys for Tots are new toys.
I don't know. I know a lot of them are used. I think what they do is they put Christmas wrapping on a toy that's got a wheel broken off, or if it's a doll, it's got a missing part of some kind. And I suppose that any young, needy child should be grateful, but I think it hurts me. It hurts me personally. Because when I was a child, I told you my father had problems, and we were not sure, you know, from one month to the next, what kind of, whether my dad would have a job or not. And I asked my father one year, I had seen a gas station. It was a little toy gas station that I saw in a toy store. And my dad said, what would you like for Christmas? I said, Dad, I would love to have that toy gas station. And that Christmas, unfortunately, what he did was he went out to the garage and he hammered together some wood and painted it. And, okay, and he said, you know, here is your garage. I said, that's not the one. You know, that is the one that was in the toy store.
And so he made one.
Well, yeah, he made one. And I know that most people will tell you, isn't that a nice thing? Isn't that touching? And it is, because my father could barely hold a job. You know, Phil, he had a terrible drinking problem.
Yes, I do.
But even though he had a drinking problem, I asked him for a brand new a gas station as a kid, and he puts this thing together and spray paints it gray and says, here's your gas station. So what I've always felt ever since that time, when I take a toy to Toys for Tots, I will go down there and show the young man and whoever is there and show the people, see this? It's new. And this is what Ted Bell is about. It's a new toy. It's not something that I found in the back of a garage. It's not something that I cleaned out of a footlocker at the foot of my daughter's bed. It's not something that I found under a bed. It's not something I found in a vacant lot. This is new. See? And I will hold it above me for, you know, a beat of three, one, two, three, and then I'll give it to the young man. I don't just give new toys either, Phil. I give quality toys, and that's the other thing I wanted to talk about.
We're talking to Ted Bell here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Now, you have a list here?
Yeah, what I do is I like to give quality toys. We gave the Lego Ultimate Building Set. I give the Crayola Glow Dome. I gave the Leapfrog Leapster gaming console. And, you know, so that's quality stuff. And when I say to you, for instance, Phil, and I say this with, you know, a little bit of humor, but what junk do you know?
And what junk? Well,
no, I'm joking, but you obviously you're not doing anything like that, are you?
Well, what, you know, when I give to Toys for Tots, I buy a toy. Now, I may not buy the top-of-the-line toy. I can tell you that it's a new toy.
Well, it's because you don't have any kids.
No, the kids are all grown, you know. There's no toys left, but the toys that I will give will be a toy.
But give your audience and give me an idea of what it is that you donate, and I... For instance, we gave, Marcy and I gave the Matchbox Slinky the Garbage Truck by Mattel, which is a toy that the kids really love. And it's expensive, but that's what I do. I'll go down to Toys for Tots, I'll hold the toy above my head for a beat of three and say, new. And what that does is it wakes the people up at the Toys for Tots bin.
Marcy talked to us earlier and said that you made two trips to Toys for Tots this year with the same stuff because there was nobody there. What does that mean?
Yeah, if there's no one there to see what it is I'm doing, I'm not going to go down there, and there was no one there, so we turned around and came home. And I circled the area, you know, if we're getting coffee, I'll circle the area with a pair of, you know, like a pair of binoculars, and I'll look at the Toys for Tots bin, and when a crowd starts to form, then I'll say, okay, let's hit it, and I'll go down there and give the toy.
But well, you're asking me about the toys that I give. I give toys that are, you know, maybe the crayon set.
No, not the crayon. I said the Crayola glow dome.
No, not the glow. I don't know, Ted. Or coloring books, dolls.
In other words, you do what most people do, which is you go either the used or the very cheap toy route. I appreciate that. But at the same time, I don't. I think that if it's Christmas, would you want your children to have garbage under the tree?
No, of course I wouldn't.
And I don't understand why Toys for Tots accepts toys that have a leg, there's no leg, or and you given a coloring book, I think is very, I think for a professional radio personality who's nationally syndicated.
I don't know what, you know.
I think for a professional radio personality nationally syndicated, giving a coloring book is not the example that you set for your listeners, is all I'm saying. And so what I do is I set an example for a lot of these, you know, parents, quote-unquote, who are at the Toys for Tots bin, and I'll look at them as I pull up, and I'll say, this is a new toy. I don't know what you people have brought. I don't want to know. But this is new. And
how do you know they're not bringing new toys?
Well, I think that's very, I think that's remote. You know the saying, a little goes a long way, or any little bit helps? Well, that's, in my opinion, that's not true, because a coloring book, you or your listeners giving something like that, it doesn't go a long way. And we would ask you, Phil, as a nationally syndicated radio personality, to spring for something a little better than a coloring book or a doll with a head that it doesn't fit.
I don't give used toys.
Well, you don't give used toys, but you said you hold the cost down, which is the same thing. And that's what we're trying to get away from for Toys for Tots.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going into a break. I forgot to mention to him, but I have to be honest with you. In any event, we're talking about Toys for Tots and Salvation Army and giving for Christmas. Ted Bell says that most people give used junk to Toys for Tots. He buys a new toy, and he spends money on that toy. And he is hopeful that he's an example to other people. Now, I mentioned to him, we get a coloring book or we'll get a doll. And Mr. Bell's opinion is that's not enough, that, you know, we have to spring for a little bit more. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Do you guys give to Toys for Tots? Do you give a used toy? Do you give a new toy? Do you spend money on that toy? 877-876-PHIL. With Ted Bell next hour, Daryl Weber, former player with the Kansas City Chiefs, talking about Entrell Roll and his comments concerning booing of athletes. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
See, this is new. This is brand new.
To the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Remember this year when you're giving to Toys for Tots or to the Salvation Army, remember that there are those of us who give an awful lot to charity, myself and other members of the business community.
Well, you're saying that you give a lot to, and welcome back to Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about giving for the holiday season. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, our sponsor this hour, talking about that. Are you, you're not a fan of Toys for Tots?
I'm a very big fan of Toys for Tots, very big fan. But I recognize that in recent years, I think people use Toys for Tots to make themselves feel like they're something special, when what they're doing is wrapping up an old toy and dropping it in a bin, and then they get into their car and pretty much they're anonymous. So I think they go home and they feel good about themselves, because no one's ever going to know that they wrapped up a broken doll or a busted scooter and use Toys for Tots as a garbage dump. And yet they will go around to people and say, oh, I gave the toys. Oh, yeah, I gave the Toys for Tots. And so...
Well, are you insisting, because I know that you've talked about your employees.
Oh, absolutely.
You insist that your employees also donate.
Oh, absolutely. But I tell my employees, I tell all my servers and my busboys, I want you to buy a new toy. And we had an incident last year where one of the kids, Ruben, who is one of our busboys, had given a bubble. It was blowing bubbles. If you know what, you know how the kids blow the bubbles?
Yeah.
And I said to him, what do you think you're doing? I said, and he said to me, I don't understand. I said, no cheap garbage. And you have to say to them, I said to this kid, I said, I got a telephone here, Ruben. It goes right to the INS. I was only kidding. You know?
Well, you got to scare the kid because he doesn't know. Maybe he doesn't have the money.
That's not an excuse. When you've got a job and you are working, it's not an excuse to say, oh, I can't afford to be charitable. So what we're asking basically is this, Phil. You bring a new toy, and when you do bring a new toy, do what I do and what others in my, business owners who own businesses like mine will say, this is a new toy if the people are there at the bin. This is a new toy. See? And you get the attention of the young person that's helping sort the toys. You say, you or whoever you are, this is new. I don't want it going in with all of the garbage because what will happen is it'll get messed around in there. And you want to keep it separate.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Talking to Ted Bell, Toys for Tots. And we're also going to talk about the Salvation Army, right, Ted?
Well, that's a whole other thing. The Salvation Army, I give so much in charity every year that I give more than the Salvation Army gives. So there's no real reason for me to donate to the Salvation Army.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. And let's go to Alex in Mill Valley, California on the Phil Henry Show. Hold on for a minute, man. Here is Alex on the Phil Henry Show. Why are we having a problem here with the phone call? Alex, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
He totally misses the point. This is not about how fancy the gift is or what you're giving. It's about the spirit of giving and the holidays and helping out some kids who don't have any chance.
Oh, that's not that. You don't have the spirit when you're using it as a garbage dump. That's not the spirit.
I don't know anyone. I volunteer with Toys for Tots. I don't know anyone that dumps off garbage there.
Well,
never
you don't know because they wrap it up. So how would you know if they've got it wrapped like a gift?
You're telling me they go through
saying.
All the trouble of wrapping up a gift?
Are you telling me that they're spending money? You know they're not doing that.
I don't know what
you know they're
spending.
Not doing that.
I mean, I haven't really
I'll tell you what they're...
Wait, how do you know, though?
Spending nothing because I happen to know. I'm in business and I see what these people do. And they go into their garage, they find all the broken toys, and they wrap them up, and they bring them down to Toys for Tots. And you guys act like you're so grateful, which I'm sure you are. You don't know that they're using your Toys for Tots. I said it on purpose because I knew it would bait a guy like you. These people,
I think you pretty much
just
made my point. You're missing the whole point.
No, I said it because I knew you would be baited by that because you're the kind of guy. What I mean by these people is just anybody dropping off toys.
So anyone dropping off toys, everybody is just dropping off garbage as far as you're concerned.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
How do you know that?
I'm saying, unless you know, sir, what they're dropping off, all of the toys, then you don't know. Because I know.
But that's my point. Bringing you don't know either.
They're bringing in. No, I know.
The point
is not to use it as a dump off. What's that? Well, do you?
Unless you have x-ray vision, I don't know how you would know.
Do you?
Do you? No, but I'm willing to give them a benefit of the doubt.
You're willing to give them a benefit?
Are
you willing to give them the benefit of the doubt? You leave your front door unlocked, too? You want to give people the benefit of the doubt there? Come on, pal. Where are you from?
Well, Ted, you are basically saying when you pull up, you say new. Now, what does that mean?
I'm telling the people like this gentleman who says he works there, this is new, so I don't want you... just throwing it in with the garbage. And there's something else that they do, and I'm not saying this band does it, but a lot of these people that volunteer, they'll take some of the new stuff for themselves. And that is...
What?
That's true.
That's outrageous.
Take some of the new stuff for themselves.
That does not happen.
You can't say that.
There's
sir, I'm sure there's a lot that you haven't seen. It doesn't mean it's never happened. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, to be honest with you, you've never seen me naked. Okay? So,
all right. Thank you very much. 877-877-876-PHIL. Thank you, Alex, very much, and thank you for volunteering the way you do. 877-876-PHIL. Toys for Tots. Is it just a drop-off for old busted toys? And we'll also talk about Salvation Army with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We'd like to tell you where your local Toys for Tots drop-off place is, as well as the Salvation Army. And remember that
here at
Ted's, we do a lot better job than the Salvation Army. A lot of ways, Phil.
Are you saying that you guys donate more money to charity than Salvation Army, or?
Well, I know that I personally, and I can't speak for the business community, but I know that I personally probably do more for charity at Christmas time than Salvation Army does. And, you know, they say that at Christmas you should not draw attention to yourself, but it's important because, and I would never do this, but it's important because when I walk by a Salvation Army a collection bucket where they have the person dressed as Santa Claus, I walk right by them, and I don't have any guilt because I know I do more at Christmas than Salvation Army does. What I will do, though, because a lot of times people will stare at you. If you walk past the Salvation Army bucket and people stare, I will turn and look right at that person and ask, what are you looking at? And they'll say, nothing. I'll say, well, I know what you're looking at. You're looking at me because I walk past Salvation Army. I give more to charity than Salvation Army, and then I'll go into the store.
Well, it seems to me that you have campaign, if you will, Ted, that when you go to Toys for Tots of Salvation Army, you're sort of letting people around you know, you know.
Well, letting them know what is really up. You know, that first of all, this is a new toy. It's not something that I pulled from the trunk of my car that's been there for a year. And I give more to charity than Salvation Army. I want people to understand that. Really, that's what is expected of them, and I think that people come up very short, very short. And you heard that one guy, the Toys for Tots guy, he doesn't know what people are giving. He doesn't know whether it's stuff that is broken, if it belongs to at Goodwill Industries, if it belongs someplace for a guy that's got a plastic arm, or, you know, a lot of these people will work on those things. And
not a prosthetic arm, and Goodwill Industries does very good work, too, putting the handicapped to work. You understand? So, you know, I'm not trying to...
When you say to me, do you understand, Phil, I get it.
All right, that's fine, and I appreciate what you do for charity, but I would rather not disparage the handicapped, if you don't mind. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And Robbie in Durham, North Carolina. Go ahead, Robbie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Fine.
Hi. I just want to know, has Ted thought about how he sounds right now on the radio? How he sounds when he's talking to us?
What do you mean us? I'm talking to you.
The audience.
You don't speak for the audience. I'll talk to you, though.
Okay.
And I'll tell how do I sound? I sound educational. I sound like I'm giving people an education, as opposed to going to Toys for Tots with a beat-up old toy that you might have, you know, bought at a discount. You go there with a new toy. That way you give a poor child the experience of a good Christmas. And the same thing with the Salvation Army. I give more to charity than a guy with a bucket and a bell, and I want people to know that.
Right, but doesn't it sound arrogant?
No, it doesn't sound arrogant.
It does. It really does. It sounds arrogant, and I think it sounds like you're discouraging one who would normally give.
What do you do at Christmas? Let's talk about that. What do you give? Do you even know these agencies that I'm talking about? Do you have a family?
I do.
Do you have a family? You have
a wife
and kids? Really?
I have a wife and four kids.
So what do you do?
I don't give to Toys R Tots. I never
have. The answer is nothing.
Okay, but
the answer is nothing.
Okay, but listen,
you don't do anything.
Ted.
You don't do anything.
There's other charities.
Tell me what you do. What do you do? At, well, I'm
well,
asking
well,
you.
Personally,
time, what do you
personally,
do? When I ask you, what do you do at Christmas time? I give to Toys R Tots.
I tell you right now,
junk.
If I had
like
to
you
talk
would.
To you about this directly, I would give up. Because you're over talking
no.
me. Let me answer you. Let me
You're slow, pal. Get with it. Let's go. You're slow.
Let the man answer, please.
Yes, please let me answer. I can hardly hear him, but let me answer. Listen,
you already made that point.
Okay. Well, listen, there's other charities. We work with the homeless during Christmas. But I'll tell you now, it sounds to me like you're discouraging others from giving to
the
homeless.
You know, you're not very descriptive. You work with the homeless doesn't tell me anything. What does that mean? You work with the homeless.
We volunteer with the homeless at Christmas time.
What does it mean you
volunteer?
We volunteer
at a local soup kitchen for the homeless at Christmas time. We donate blankets, food. It's not Toys R Tots, but... You know, I'm just telling you, you sound very rude.
All right, so I'm saying that I do more than you do. That's all I'm saying. Is that rude? It's honest. It's honest. And I think what you're
but
doing
everyone
is... And I don't
do
even know
what
if what
you
you're
do,
saying
man.
Is true. I don't even know if what you're saying is true.
Why would you doubt the man?
I think it's easy to say we work with the homeless. You know, we work with the everybody says they work with the homeless.
All right, listen, let's take another phone call. 877, thank you very much, and thank you for your work with the homeless there, Robbie. 877-876-PHIL. Here's David in the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, David.
This guy says he works with the homeless. What does that mean?
David, hey. Go ahead.
Hey, you going to let me talk? You still trying to stop talking over that other guy?
Is he talking to me?
He's talking to you.
Well, we'll see, okay?
Hey, let me
we'll
be
see.
Specific about why. I've been working with Toys R Tots for since 1989 when I was in the Marines.
They don't take
broken, beat up toys and hand them out.
Hold on, Ted, will you please?
He didn't tell the call screener.
How do you know what he told the call screener? So David, you have worked with Toys R Tots since you were in the Marines in 84, did you say?
89.
89?
Yeah, 89. I've been working at drop-off centers and processing centers since 1989.
Right.
And
so I would come up to that and I'd say, brand new toy, here it is.
Well, if that makes you feel better, then that's great. But they don't take broken toys and pass them out. Any toy that's wrapped up, they unwrap. And process it. They take out all the junk.
Exactly what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. You guys have got to pick through the garbage that these people wrap up. That's what I'm saying.
Well, let me tell you, 90% of the stuff that comes through Toys R Tots is new. It's not garbage that
you talk about new. I told you about this busboy we got who got this bubble blowing kit. And I said to him,
if that's what he can afford, and that's what he wants to donate, then so what? I would prefer, honestly, that you take your charity and move it to a whole nother section of giving and just totally unassociate yourself with Toys R Tots. Because
why would I do
you're
that?
Making upset.
Why would I?
Because you're making it sound like a bad organization, and I don't appreciate that as a former Marine.
I didn't say that. What I did say was that the people that are dropping their toys off at Toys R Tots are dropping off garbage that they found
that
in a vacant lot or something.
That's not
that
true. That's what the gentleman said.
Did you not say that 10% of the stuff that's dropped off is garbage that they find, you know, at the bottom of a lake or something?
He didn't say anything of the sort.
Well, he said it's garbage.
He said there's some junk. They unwrap it.
And they find junk.
Yeah, about 10%.
Anything that's wrapped up, they unwrap it because they have to know what's in there.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. And you said that 10% of it is stuff that you would give to Hitler, right? So what I'm saying is I try to cut down that percentage. What's that?
They pass out new or newer used toys.
Right.
The stuff that they don't want to pass out, they will give it to. So they will give it to Salvation Army or to the to you know, to somebody
well,
else.
That's my point.
That's my point. Very, very little of what they get, they throw away. Very little.
What I'm saying is I cut down the percentage of the garbage that you get by holding the toy up at the processing center and say, new. You know,
all
basically what I'm saying is
you
beat
just
that.
Want to stand there in the glory of giving and say, oh, look at me, I'm giving a new toy. You just want the attention.
Don't you think there's something to be said for a man that influences people to go back, take that thing back that they brought, that they found in the street, take it back and go and buy something that's good? Don't you think there's something to be said for that?
Well, when you stand there and go, new, and then you say to the guy that's working there, hey, you, I don't want this, you know.
If I don't know their name, what do you want me to say?
Excuse me, sir.
I'm not sure that's what I say, but the point being, I don't want my new toy put in with the stuff that a guy found in the street.
Then, you know what? Go give it to your church. Go give it to your church. Don't even associate with Toys for Tots because you are just giving them a bad name talking on the radio right now.
Well, sir, I don't. That's not my intention at all. It's Salvation Army.
Well, then you should stop talking because you're making it sound like everybody that's donating to Toys for Tots is giving junk, and that is not the case whatsoever.
That's what you...
No, I just said, you said 10% of the stuff that comes in you wouldn't give to Adolf Hitler.
That's not what I said.
He didn't say that at all. He didn't say that at all. David, thank you for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. When people give, you're saying don't give unless it's something quality, which I certainly understand.
Wait, what happened to the guy? The Toy for Tot boy, not the Toy for Tot, the man.
The Marine?
Yeah.
I hung up on him. He's done.
Well, I think that's very unfair because he brought up the Salvation Army. Salvation Army stands there and they collect a bucket full of nickels. I do more every year in giving. I don't want to tell you, Phil, about how generous I am. I don't want to do this. You understand?
Well, Ted, I'll tell you, you're not having a hard time telling me.
No, but the reason why, and I told that young man, if I don't get on your program and tell people, okay, what I do at Christmas time with a new toy, and I walk by that guy who has the Salvation Army bucket, and I have no guilt at all. I'll stare right at him, and if anybody's looking at me, I'll say, what's your problem? Yes. Does it sound angry? Yes. Because I want people to know that what I do, I extend myself. I think we all should.
Well, it all sounds very sort of hostile, you know.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. When you say, see this toy? New. Hey, you. Put this in with the new stuff. And then you go by the guy with the Salvation Army bucket, and you're looking at the people. Hey, what are you looking at? It sounds to me like you're trying to get into a fight.
No, I'm... Far be it, Phil. I'm trying to remind people, the people that are listening to your program right now, how cheap they've been at Christmas, and how they should begin to kick in a little bit. I mean, I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think what I'm saying to people, they work hard. The American people work hard. But when it comes to Christmas, they have been cheap, and I think they appreciate the fact that I'm telling them they're cheap.
Well, I haven't been.
Well, you said a coloring book.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Yes, I did say a coloring book. That's, you know, 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell, who gives a new toy at Toys for Tots, and he also walks right by the guy with the Salvation Army bucket. He's basically saying, I give more. I don't need to give to you guys. 877-876-PHIL. Have the American people been traditionally cheap at Christmas time? Do they need Ted reminding them of how cheap they are? World famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, you. No. Put it in the other bin.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
So we can't give to charity here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. What we're basically saying is you got to give a little bit more. If you just give something that you found in the back of a truck,
here at Ted's,
you're basically dumping garbage.
Put our meat in your mouth.
Ted Bell with us here, dumping garbage, huh?
I believe that, Phil. And as I've said to the young people who work for me here at the restaurant, you know, if you're going to give, give in the spirit of how you'd like to receive it. If you were a mother or a father of a poor child, and you unwrap something, and it's a doll, and the black... A lot of these people will just buy a black doll, and you're giving it to a white kid. Well, by the same token, you know, if you give a white doll to a black kid, that, to me, you don't care. Or you do, it's so broken, you'll give the black, it's a doll, and it has a white kid, it has a white doll body, but a black head on it. And why do they do that? Because it was broken, and they're not thinking about how they're putting it back together again.
I've never heard of anything like that.
I haven't either, but I'm saying this is what you run the risk of when you give stuff that is cheap, just the word cheap. And I told Ruben, that young busboy of ours, I said, you're going to do what? He said, Mr. Bell, I want to give a bubble-blowing kit. I said, you don't want to start your experience in America as an American, as a working immigrant trying to get legal status. You don't want to start it off like some cheap creep with a bubble blowing.
Well, that discourages that young man. That's exactly what people were saying.
No, it discourages him. It teaches him a valuable lesson. And Salvation Army, they do great work. But am I wrong to say that I do better work?
You give money, Ted. It's different from working directly.
No.
I think it is different from working directly with somebody. 877-876-PHIL. And plus, you have said that the American people are traditionally cheap at Christmas. You know, and...
In my way of thinking, yes, they are. Yes, they give, but it's cheap junk. You know, it's like a lot of that cheap Chinese stuff that they find and they say they don't want it anymore and they'll give it.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Going to Nashville, here is Greg. Go ahead, Greg, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Okay, I guess what we're looking at here is, I'm going to try and piggyback off of what a Marine said from 1989. You can't critique someone giving.
Sure you can.
You give what you give. Whether it's cheap or not, it's giving. You're critiquing someone's giving based off of what kind of money they have or what kind of quality it is. You think you're giving better than somebody else? That's wrong in itself to say that you're getting better than someone else.
You have to think more expensive. If you're getting rid of garbage, it's the same thing as throwing it into a garbage can, but you're giving it away so you make yourself feel better. It's still garbage.
Garbage or not, you give what you can.
No.
Some people can't give what you can give.
Wrong. No, if you give garbage and you know it's garbage, then what you're doing is you're insulting somebody.
Nobody's giving any garbage. Your argument just now about the dog was a head with a white head with a black body. You said that never happened, but you want to use that as an argument. But, like,
I'm sure
say a white kid gets a black doll. They still get a black doll. You want them to not give that black doll so that white kid doesn't have a doll? Like, you're giving what you have.
Well, let me ask you something. That's an insult to a white kid to give that kid a black doll. It's the same thing with
that
kid getting a white doll.
Are we back to the 1970s racism issue right now? Like, really?
Oh, here we go. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that it's somebody's racist because it's the wrong colored doll? That's not even
a person. That's where you're going with it.
No, wait a minute.
Why do they have black dolls? Why do they have black dolls?
We're black kids.
Why do they have them? So what's wrong with white doll?
There's nothing wrong with a white doll. What's wrong with a white kid owning a black doll?
Wait a minute. You said there's nothing wrong with a white doll, so why can't the black kid be happy with that?
Let's quit fooling around with this.
That's what I'm saying.
It's ridiculous, okay?
All right, well, then you're saying we shouldn't have black dolls. Then you're saying we shouldn't have black dolls. You're a racist.
No, he's not a racist.
Let's change it. We're not talking about toys anymore. We're talking about time. If I give an hour of my time painting walls and you give two, you're better than me because you gave 2 hours, yeah? That's your argument.
I'm saying that I gave more of myself. Yes, and I think that traditionally Americans say here is something that's got a black body and a white head on it, and I'll give it to a kid.
Well, wait a minute, man. You just said that
And it's possible, given the fact that they put this junk together and just throw it in a poor kid.
Disassembling bodies and putting them back together. Yes, it is possible.
No. They're not doing that. They're taking broken parts of dolls and reassembling them.
And they're putting a black doll head on a white doll body.
I'm saying it's possible.
You just made that up.
I'm saying it's possible that that's going to happen, and we have to be prepared for the cheap creeps.
Well, what if it's never happened, man?
Your responsibility is to give. Toys for Tots is responsible for giving them a quality gift. Regardless of what you give,
right.
They can quality it out and give them a good quality gift through Toys for Tots, and if it's not up to their standards, they give it to the Salvation Army or Goodwill or whatever.
Then let's
serve a better purpose.
Why don't we help Toys for Tots and give them quality stuff instead of fishing around at the bottom of a lake or the back of a vacant lot for stuff that you want to get rid of? You know,
who's going to go to a vacant lot?
You're giving what you can give.
Then, yeah, but you just said Toys for Tots will take something that a guy who, that's all he can give, and he's trying to be a good guy, and Toys for Tots will take that and throw it into a Dipsy dumpster. That's
exactly
how bad
right.
They are.
That is their responsibility,
oh,
not
that's
yours.
So nice of them. How nice of them to do that. Some blind man who wants to help another blind kid creates something, and Toys for Tots takes that and runs it over with a Jeep.
I thought it was a black body with a...
Hey, what's your language, you know? I've got Mexicans that work for me.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, sir. Get out of here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, Daryl Weber, coming up next.
What happened? Did you dump that guy? Because he said the word...
877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.